This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always this stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Dave Sussman back with you, Real Side with Joe Messina. I am your guest host, and pleased to be sitting here. I'm really enjoying this. I always love sitting in for Joe while he's doing his civic duty. You can find us at therealside.com, 855-732-5563. And special thanks to Ricky Rebel for joining us in that last hour. I was just told that the chat room, the Facebook chat room for Real Side, really loved you, Ricky. A lot of salutes to you. So thanks for joining us. And, you know, we were talking about what was going on right now with the media and how so much is double standards today. We're going to talk a little bit about the whole Jussie Smollett situation a little bit later. We've got Megan Barth, Reagan Babe, coming on in the 8 o'clock hour, so stick around for that. But this hour, we've got John Milton Peterson, who's going to be joining us at the quarter hour. And Special Forces guy, he has a fantastic Facebook group. We're going to talk a lot about this, but he has been overseeing what has been happening in the media and the best media sources that are out there right now, as well as social media for those people that have a concern regarding the bias that exists out there and the censorship and the shadow banning. So we're going to talk a lot about that this hour with John Milton Peterson. But before we get to that, you know, one of the things that we talked about last time I was sitting here in this chair, we had John Gabriel on, John Gabriel, the editor-in-chief over at Ricochet.com. I'm a contributor over at Ricochet.com, by the way. It's a right-of-center site. It's a membership site, although they do have a public feed for you to listen to some fantastic podcasts, including Whiskey Politics, which is mine, and others as well. You got Byron York and a whole bunch of really great people out there, Eric Erickson and the like. And what John and I were chatting about was how news is being formatted today and promulgated from the low depths of the Twitterverse, okay, where you have the blue check marks that are all sitting around commiserating about whatever the outrage of the day is, and how that is kind of like they're bouncing off of each other, and because they're blue check marks, they're following each other, and there's probably about 1,000 quote-unquote journalists that sit here and really just kind of design what the news stories are going to be. And out of the different outrages, for example, we had the Covington story a few weeks ago. Remember that? Feels like 1984 at this point, as far as how far back it was. Just so many news stories. That was the outrage, and that raised to the top of the priority for the mainstream news to start reporting on. We had a time in this country where you had people actually report the news. You had a time in this country where journalism schools were not spitting out ideological lockstep leftists, pro-Marxists, neo-Marxists, modern Marxists, all with the same viewpoint and the same wired DNA on how to view the news today. And now we've got a news situation where, yeah, everybody says, well, you got Fox News. Well, first of all, not everybody watches Fox News. And secondly, it's one station. CNN, MSNBC, CNBC, BBC, Then start going to the network, CBS, ABC, NBC, the New York Times, the Washington Post. The list goes on and on and on and on and on. And are you as amazed as I am that we actually are still relatively a 50-50 country? With the propaganda that has been coming out of the mainstream news for the past 30-plus years, that people are still smart enough to go to the polls and vote for what they believe is the right candidate? And now we've got a situation in this country where the media are no longer leading the news. It is social media that's leading the news, starting with Twitter. And I'm on Twitter at David Sussman, shameless plug. Follow me. But it's not about that. It's not about the followers. We had a fascinating interview the other day with Glenn Reynolds. My last interview that's up. We got another one that's coming up tomorrow. Whiskey Politics. You can find us at YouTube and America's Voice News. Glenn Reynolds is the founder of Instapundit. Glenn Reynolds had 160,000 followers. And guess what he just did with his Twitter account? Bye-bye. He deleted it. Now, anybody that's on Twitter, follow count is your currency. That's your ego, right? I mean, that's how people are viewed. And he has 160,000. Why did he get rid of it? Because he is so sick and tired of the bias that is on Twitter, the infighting, the sniping, the people that talk to each other in the way that they would never, ever do in person. He felt like it was a cancer. And it is. If you're sitting on Twitter all day and half the kids that are walking around and most of the journalists are all walking around, they're looking down at their phones and they're retweeting and they're liking tweets and they're putting out their own stuff. They're on Twitter. It really is a vitriolic atmosphere, and it is so bad for us biologically, psychologically, emotionally. And it's taking away the ability for us to communicate as human beings with each other. And so everybody talks about being such a divided country. I don't think we're that divided. I think we all want the same things. Nobody wants dirty water. Nobody wants bad schools. Nobody wants plastics in the ocean. And nobody wants racism and homophobia. But if you listen to the left, especially those on social media, that's everybody on the right. Everybody on the right wants these things. Because as a father, I wake up every single day and I say, I want to ruin the world for my kids and grandkids. So after the break, come back. We're going to be talking with John Milton Peterson about the best places to go on social media and the other media that you want to find. Dave Sussman sitting in for Joe Messina. Give us a phone call as well. 855-732-5563. We'll be right back after the break.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Hello. I am looking for a special soul from the GCN audience to hire to come to East Ridge, Tennessee and take care of two peaceful, easygoing people, which are a sweet 95-year-old woman and her 60-year-old son. Terms would be free room and board, plus the use of all of our facilities here at home, in exchange for living with us and seeing to our needs. We must have someone that fits in well. We get along with most anybody and value those who like to do the same. We live in a suburb of the scenic city of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Please email Matt at peaceaboveall.net for additional information. Please include your informal resume stating your strengths and weaknesses and reasons you would make a dedicated caregiver. We would also offer to negotiate a nominal salary in addition to everything else. Again, please email matt@peaceaboveall.net. Thanks for responding.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Is it true you're getting a divorce as soon as your husband recovers his eyesight?
Find us at WhiskeyPolitics.net. You can find my show on YouTube. Just look for Whiskey Politics. On the Ricochet Audio Network, YouTube, and America's Voice News. You know, right before the break, I was kind of ranting a little bit about how the social media is, and especially Twitter, is now developing the news for us plebs to learn and accept as truth. And the fact of the matter is that we are in such a divided time right now because so much of that news is one-sided. So the key is to try to figure out where to find the truth, and it's becoming harder and harder. Well, somebody that I've been connected with now on social media for quite some time, somebody I follow very, very closely, John Milton Peterson, is going to be joining us here in just a few seconds. Just a quick introduction, he is a former Army Special Forces combat veteran who is now an instructor, government contractor, longtime board member of the top international association that watches terrorism, and he's a contributing writer for the longtime gun magazine Firearms News Magazine.
And he has started a group. It's a patriotic and conservative American group called the American Preservation Alliance. Welcome, John. How are you doing tonight, my friend?
Hi, Dave. Thanks for having me on.
Appreciate it. And we got a lot to talk about tonight because I know you are very much focused on so many different issues across the board. But let's talk social media. You've come up with some fantastic lists of where you should go, who you should follow, who you shouldn't follow. Start us out with a little bit of a tease before we go into all of it and how you got around to where you are right now, where you're talking about this on a regular basis. Why has it been so important to you?
Okay, back in 2012, I was transitioning out of doing a certain type of intelligence contracting with the government and getting into more public things. So I was admitted to the National Press Club and began attending classes there to include about social media, you know, how journalists are taught how to research, and basically how to become a journalist. I'd done a lot of published writing since the 90s on and off, mostly in professional journals. So here I am trying to learn the ropes about media and social media. And I very quickly realized, hearing these private conversations of people who say that they're journalists and that work in media, about how biased they were and that what we're now seeing is ideology, discrimination, selective editing, and all this myriad of problems we face, especially from the left. So myself and two former coworkers who were intelligence analysts, we set upon a little private project to study news media in terms of how to find the right stuff, the right sources, as well as which social media to follow. And then if you're going to be on social media, how to navigate it safely and correctly, because as you know, and many have found out, is the social media has become a war zone, in rhetorically speaking, almost a form of guerrilla warfare that's primarily dominated by the left, by the Democrats, because, you know, they own those platforms, particularly the largest ones that a lot of conservatives and libertarians, rightfully so, are upset about now, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, and Google mainly, which possess most of the account holders. And what we're seeing is systematic, both extreme bias by media through those platforms, as well as some favoritism towards, you know, their favorite companies and media outlets. You know, try doing any Google search, you'll see that. You won't see some of the conservative outlets pop up. And this ideology, discrimination, deplatforming, and so forth. So what I'm trying to figure out with two of my cohorts is how to best navigate these rocky shores, so to speak, you know, particularly for conservatives, libertarians, or anyone, frankly, that is just conscientious and wants to be informed and not be fed a lot of propaganda. So we've kind of narrowed down which media outlets we think do the best job that actually use this thing called journalism practices and honesty as a priority versus, you know, propaganda techniques and political activism, you know, but under the guise or masquerading as journalists. So we've come up with some list of that, which we're about to update, of where people can get a little bit better facts and reasoned analysis, at least a higher percentage of the time than what we're being, a lot of people are just spoon-fed now. Any watcher of CNN or MSNBC is spoon-fed things that are unverified, as we know, or New York Times. As part of that, as you know, there's also a lot of harassment, nuisance, and targeting going on online, both by for criminal purposes and political targeting, particularly by the left and also by jihadists or Islamists. Against, you know, good God-fearing Americans and people just trying to speak their mind or use their freedom of speech. So we've come up with a few ways to maybe do that a little bit safer, so you can actually keep your account and stay online, because what they do try to do is target you. And I know a number of people who, frankly, had very large followings. One lady who used to be in our group, she had 48,000 followers on Twitter, and she wasn't even a journalist. She just spoke her mind and was popular, and they targeted her and got rid of her. They got her off of Twitter and Facebook for life.
She got banned. She got banned by Twitter and Facebook for what?
Specifically for violation of the terms of service, which, as you know, they selectively apply.
Yeah, that doesn't mean anything anymore.
I will tell you this. I think, especially having worked as a PI for a while and worked for lawyers, so I can see what they're doing. I read their terms of services. Most people just click yes and agree with the account. But they're going back through, obviously, with your attorney, and rewriting these terms of service to make it such a situation that, A, they can do anything they want to deplatform or cancel an account or suspend someone at will and in an unfair manner. And at the same time, to where there's almost no legal resource for a civil suit. People have tried. There's been a number of suits against Twitter in particular. And they're not successful usually because they've got the money to pay the right attorneys and how to play this game to their advantage. So, frankly, Dave, I think most conservatives and libertarians need to face the fact that if you're going to use those platforms I named and maybe a few others, that you're for lack of a better term, because I'm a military guy, you're operating behind enemy lines. You're in enemy territory. They make the rules. They use them to their advantage. And it's very frustrating. It's very unfair. It's obviously very anti-First Amendment. But that is the world we now live in. And frankly, there are some things that people can do to get away from some of that and not become a victim of it.
Now, you're very active on Facebook. You write a lot. You post a lot of reports yourself. You and I have connected a lot on Facebook over, that's been probably a couple of years now. And so I watch a lot of what you're doing. What is the American Preservation Alliance doing to combat this?
Okay. One of our pet projects, once we get fully up and running this year, is we're going to have a section of our website called the Informed Citizen Center. And this is going to have a number of different pieces of information that will be used to people who want to be informed, as well as express their First Amendment rights and have an influence on their government. So we will have recommended media lists of media outlets. We do have one at the very top of our Facebook page now, which I'm about to update. It's basically 50 top-rated media outlets that we feel, you know, A, use journalistic practices, and B, focus on honesty all or most of the time. So we'll have that. We will have every which way to teach people, based on the experience of us as former intelligence analysts, how to spot fake news, how to look at a piece of media reporting that you see pop up on Twitter or Facebook, and very quickly determine its validity or veracity. It's very easy to do. There's certain key things you can look for. We'll have a lot of that.
Right.
And then finally, we'll have all the which ways to get a hold of an influencer, congressman.
Well, let's talk a lot about more of that coming up after the break, because you've got a lot to say about all of this stuff. We've got John Milton Peterson here. Dave Sussman in for Joe Messina. Realsite.com, 855-732-5563. We'll be right back after the news and the break with John Milton Peterson.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Detoxify, lose weight, and restore balance to your body by simply drinking tea. Surprised? Dr. Miller's Holy Tea can help you feel better and even lose weight, because Holy Tea is a unique herbal tea blend of all natural ingredients specially formulated by Dr. Bill Miller. Call this number, 888-660-7039, or click drmillersclinic.com. Take the first step toward better health. Drink tea from Dr. Miller's Clinic.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A lieutenant in the U.S. Coast Guard has been arrested and is being accused of a domestic terrorism plot. Christopher Paul Hassan will be appearing in court on Thursday. When federal agents searched his apartment, they found 15 firearms and over 1,000 rounds of ammunition. They also found a Democratic hit list, which includes Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi, Senate Democratic Leader Chuck Schumer, as well as Kirsten Gillibrand, Elizabeth Warren, Kamala Harris, and Cory Booker. The list also names TV anchors from MSNBC and CNN. Empire actor Jesse Smollett has now been charged with disorderly conduct in connection with filing a false police report about an assault in Chicago last month. The two men who were arrested in the case told investigators they were paid by Smollett to stage the assault. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, not to brag, but Buffalo Wild Wings is the official chicken wing of the NCAA. Yep, soak it in. You know who isn't the official chicken wing of the NCAA? Your couch. Because your couch doesn't have a partnership deal with the NCAA. So do you want to be home on your couch, the official nothing of the NCAA? Or do you want to be at Buffalo Wild Wings? The official place that has lots of TVs and beers and screaming fans, and it's officially better than your couch for college basketball. Buffalo Wild Wings. Please drink responsibly.
If your New Year's resolution is to be healthier, it all starts with a good night's rest. MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, you'll get the lowest price ever MyPillow has offered for their four-pack, free shipping, and their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, use my promo code USA to get two premium MyPillows and two go-anywhere pillows. MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
Anybody care about what I want?
I do.
Shut up. Get out.
Boogie, 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 boogie dance. Nice. Dave Sussman sitting in here. Got a little disco going on. Joe, I didn't know you liked this kind of music. Guest hosting here for Joe Messina on the Real Side Radio. You can find it at realside.com, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I know there's a chat room somewhere in the Facebook universe as well that's chatting and talking. And you're talking about Facebook. We have John Milton Peterson that has an incredible list. You update it every few weeks. You tag a whole bunch of fantastic people in it, including myself. Thank you, sir. Talk a little bit about how you are rating social media sites right now and some of the ones that people should watch out for.
Okay. I joined about 16 different social media platforms, got their apps, and then have been on the lookout for new ones, particularly that people who feel discriminated or censored, maybe if they're, there's been this big migratory pattern of conservatives and truth seekers, you know, away from Facebook and Twitter, and some of that is, you know, very, very understandable. So I started looking at all these platforms, some most people haven't even heard of, but, you know, there's MeWe, Minds. Two of my favorite, as you know, are Ricochet. I like, there's another one called Constitution Network, which is really starting to look very good. So I've been going through all these, spending time on them and studying the character of them, their functionality, and also particularly looking out for any of this, ideology, discrimination and stuff that, you know, the left is famous for with Democrat owned platforms like Twitter. So, the basic criteria is fairness, obviously. Obviously, because these are free accounts, the reason they give you the free account is because they're going to mine your account for data and all of your shopping habits and everything else you do. But that's understandable, of course, if it's a free account. But I frankly do not have a list of the ones I am totally sure are safe to operate, because if there's going to always be personal security issues. I think everybody should know that social media, especially if you're installing apps and putting things in your real name out there and putting your personal info, especially with metadata as it is, there's people out there who know code and have good research skills who are, frankly, either criminals or are political adversaries. And everybody needs to watch out for that. But social media in particular. Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I just want to touch on a couple of them that I thought were very promising at first, especially GAB.
Yes.
G-A-B.
Right.
And just to tell you a little bit of my experience first, and then I want to get yours, because you and I have chatted about this before.
Yes.
You know, the whole idea of an option, an alternative to Twitter. I think most people understand that Twitter does serve a really good purpose. And I do go on Twitter. I have an account on Twitter at David Sussman. And it's a great place to read like-minded thinkers and to see what other people are saying. And I try not to get embroiled with the throwing of the mud. But if there's an alternative, as you talk about, not philosophically to the left or the far left, Silicon Valley, let's check it out. And Gab was supposed to have been that. And I went on Gab. I was one of the first beta testers of Gab. I thought, let's support these guys. And I went on there, and it seemed like it was all the refugees that got kicked off of every other social media application, including Twitter. And it started getting really, really ugly to the point where I've closed down my account. What say you about Gab?
It is the online refugee camp for, not for everybody that's on there, but for the lunatic fringe. In particular, around the time of the Unite the Right rally in Charlottesville, and this big divide and finger pointing was going on, we obviously had a lot of Democrat media that were trying to pin the tail on the donkey on anyone at all connected to the president. So this started the exodus, the migration pattern of many began either losing Twitter or Facebook accounts or Instagram, or they just decided they couldn't take it anymore. But what I found is a lot of the people that joined Gab, Dave, yeah, there probably are some good, true seekers and freedom fighters on there, but a lot of them were just these nutty people who hide behind fake names, no personal info. I mean, I'm on there with my, my real photo and my real name, and I actually pay. There's a paid version of the account that you can have and a blue check mark. So I did that. But most of the people you find in there, and this is why I don't recommend going to Gap, are fake accounts, alias accounts, many foreign nationals hiding behind American-looking names. It's just not a safe zone, especially for people who are Jewish, Catholic, Christian, or black. I would not go and recommend going near that place because this became, as you said, the refugee camp for all these crazies that were on Twitter and Facebook that got run off. All right. And there's some good people in there, too, I've connected with. But that's not a safe zone on social media. There are several others. I was on the Tea Party Community Network for a while, which is actually made to look like Facebook. And I had to get off of that one because, frankly, it was just full of uselessness and debauchery. A lot of these same folks, if you look at their personality profiles, they're not just these lunatic fringe, but they're also the same people who are either racist, anti-Semite, and they're very open about it. They're like carbon copies of David Duke if you look at his social media. They try to be like this.
I try not to.
Spewing about, for instance, they spew about the theories about Jews and the financial sector and all these conspiracy theories, right? The New World Order. I've been accused. I mean, I'm about as patriotic and conservative as it gets. And I speak out when the government is wrong, right? But I've been accused of being Illuminati, Bilderberger, all these groups that they obsess about, some that really don't even exist.
Yeah, I learned for the first time in my life what three parentheses around my name meant when I went on Gab.
Yeah, you were being targeted, see?
Yeah, it was. It was ugly, and so there's another one called MeWe, and we actually had Mark Goldstein, I think his name is. He was the CEO, and he started up this MeWe. He was one of Obama's top 8 privacy experts. He actually had a panel. Not a lot of people know about this. I don't know if you it didn't get reported. Obama wanted to have a national registry. That's all it was called. I mean, 1984 much? He wanted to have a national registry, and Mark Goldstein was the only person, Weinstein, thank you. Mark Weinstein was the only person out of this entire panel that prevented this from actually going through. And he started up this site called MeWe, M-E-W-E, and I'm on there. I think you're on there as well. And, and a lot of people on there on Facebook have left Facebook, have gotten kicked off of Facebook as well. There seems to be a fantastic array of groups, patriots. You've got liberals, you've got libertarians, you've got hardcore conservatives. What are your thoughts on that?
Yes. So far, I'd say MeWe is in out of 16 platforms for social media that I'm on right now. I try to check in a lot more often, but MeWe was probably is right now in about the top 3. I put Ricochet, MeWe, Minds, and the Constitution Network as the top 4. I've been on LinkedIn forever, and that's not necessarily social media for politics.
Not at all.
That's for job networking and professionally advertising yourself. I think the limitation, Dave, that people are going to have to hang in there for a while is as MeWe continues to build up, You know, at first there were some problems with the functionality of the site, and they're working out those bugs, it looks like, as all of them are, because they're competing to get more of these numbers. You know, it's hard to defeat 500 million or billions of people that are on Twitter and Facebook. But if you're out promoting a product, a media, a company, you know, if you're a real estate agent or whoever, you know, a lot of these people use social media to get some free advertising, you know, from Twitter and Facebook. They're probably going to have to wait a little longer because the numbers are just not there yet. I just looked at the numbers recently for each of these platforms of what they're declaring they have. So that's the only downside that I see with MeWe, Minds, and some of the better ones that are out there. I have I'll screenshot my list of them. I have them all as apps on my thing, and I'll post them shortly. But that I think people got to hang in there. I mean, I'm still on Twitter. I use it for research, but that's only because I follow 3,000 of the top think tanks, journalists, experts, authors. So I go directly to their accounts to get more direct sourcing versus letting Twitter tell me what to look at for news. You see, that's where I think, you know, informed Americans need to learn how to fight smart and do a little bit of extra work. So we're not operating on a fair battle space.
Yeah, so for folks that are not really active on social media, I think people like yourself provide a really good resource to be able to wade through just this toxicity, this swamp of nastiness that has become social media, and going directly to the sources. So if you do have to be on Twitter, and like I said, I do go on Twitter as well, it's because I'm following specific individuals. Who are some of the individuals you like to follow and who you'd recommend for our listeners if they decide, okay, I do want to, you know, wade back into that nastiness without being without stuff being, you know, thrown at me?
Oh, you mean like media outlets specifically?
Yeah. Which media outlets do you like?
Yeah. All right. There's a list at the top of our Facebook page that had for American Preservation Alliance. It's 50 of them, plus a few spares. But at press time, my top ones that I have listed for you here, and this is mainly for conservatives and libertarians, are Daily Signal, which is, you know, owned by the Heritage Foundation, Town Hall, The Washington Times. Newsmax is pretty good, and they have a nice app. LifeZet, which is owned by Laura Ingraham or co-owned.
Right.
She's, you know, also with Fox News. The Daily Caller, NRA TV, One America News Network.
Well, let me interject real quickly, John, because I want to talk about NRA here coming up after the break with you.
Sure.
Because as a gun rights advocate, you got a lot to say about how the left are nickeling away at our gun rights. So we'll be right back with John Milton Peterson. I'm Dave Sussman, sitting in for Joe Messina at TheRealSide.com. 855-REAL-JOE. We'll be right back after the break.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This calls for action, and now, nip it in the bud.
Any radio show that starts out with Don Knotts can't be all that bad, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining me. This is Dave Sussman sitting in the chair for Joe Messina, and it is an honor to be sitting in for the real side as Joe is doing his civic duty. A couple of things. First of all, realside.com is where you can watch us stream and talk in the chat rooms and send Joe emails. Hopefully they're not complaining about this guy sitting in the chair for him tonight too badly. But, and you can also give us a phone call at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So we're chatting with John Milton Peterson, and he is a former Army Special Forces veteran. And we were talking about social media, but let's move over to something that I think a lot of people have a genuine interest here in the listening audience, and that is gun rights. John, you are actually, you have an organization that is being sponsored to take a look at what is happening with the infringement of the Second Amendment. Can you tell us a little bit about what you're doing right now and the efforts that you're putting forth on this?
Yes. So for this newer organization we're starting, American Preservation Alliance, one of our other lines of effort or pet projects, in addition to helping people get informed better, is obviously we're looking at the civil rights that certain elements in this country are trying to take away, and they are obviously going after the Second Amendment. You know, it's a kind of a cornerstone of the rest of our rights. So we'll be very behind that effort, and I know and collaborate with people and have life memberships, frankly, to many of the top national and some state groups have been involved in it since I worked at Smith & Wesson in the 1990s as an instructor. So I've been hired by Firearms News Magazine, used to be called Shotgun News, and they gave me a column to basically research and track what is going on with gun control, because we believe that that is going to be one of the front burner issues in this next round of elections, mainly because the Democrats really don't have anything else to run on. So they're digging up some of their old dirty tricks, and gun control is one that they know that they can almost always use and pull out a rabbit out of their hat. And particularly because, as we can expect statistically, 6 to 8 times per year, there is some type of mass shooting slash school shooting slash active shooter event. And each and every time, per Rahm Emanuel's doctrine, that they will take advantage of these crises to push unreasonable infringements in gun control. So I'm getting behind that. I actually write some articles on the firearms and training themselves for this magazine. But, you know, the editor asked me, says, look, you got intelligence background, research skills. Can you please help us to get the word out and get the word out correctly? Because, as you know, again, social media and websites are awash with incorrect and erroneous reporting. So I've been really drilling down on this, Dave, and watching what the Democrats are up to. If you notice, the very first bills that they put into play when the 116th Congress was sworn in January, one of the very first sets of bills was two parallel sets of anti-gun legislation, SR-8, you know, in the Senate, which is a new assault weapons ban by none other than Dianne Feinstein. And then on the House side was their universal background check bill, which, interestingly, they only put the name of the bill and the sponsor on the House.gov website. And there was no language in it for a long time. They actually keep going in now and adding to it. I think they're trying to bake up something new here. And my prediction is that they are now, they've learned the hard way that their attempts failed in the past, because we have an army of good people out there and watchdog groups who watch their ploys and propaganda for gun control. But I think they have their game on a lot better now, and they're basically preparing bills that they can sell to the public more easily, and certain members of Congress, of course, who would vote on it. And they're waiting for the next shooting is what I think is happening.
So
they thought this...
Yeah, okay. So let me just ask you real quickly here, because when you talk about assault weapons ban, everybody, you know, thinks about assault weapons as the automatics, right? And you're including a whole heck of a lot of other types of guns, including semi-automatics, which most people don't realize today,
right,
unless you're a gun enthusiast, are mostly handguns, right?
Yes, they improperly apply the term, this assault weapons. I'm a former, you know, weapons guy from the Special Forces and infantry before that. We never use the term assault weapon or assault rifle. The word AR doesn't even mean that. It means Armalite rifle. So they know this. They know they can put these big terms, much like that term common sense gun control that was floated back during Al Gore's attempts.
Amy Klobuchar just brought it up again last night on her presidential run here. Common sense.
So they've got their talking points. A lot of that stuff was baked up by focus groups and these PR firms in D.C. that I've walked the entire length of Gay Street in places littered with these folks. But my point is that they are pulling up the old language from the 90s and since that either did work but expired in the 10-year assault weapons ban in 2004 that went out of, you know, that was no longer the force of law. It sunsetted, as well as all the ones that they attempted to sell on the public. But what they've been successful at doing, they haven't done much federally yet, other than the bump stock ban.
Mm-hmm.
But what they're doing is they've been experimenting at the state level. The national groups for anti-gun groups, like the Brady Center, have been collaborating with the state level groups, because they're state groups as well, and lobby their state houses. And they've been very successful in the last year and a half since the Parkland and Las Vegas shooting in 2017 at pushing through very unreasonable and, frankly, unworkable gun control that actually are really going to have no impact on crime. And they knowingly do this. They know the stuff didn't work before, and that all the empirical data, both from private groups and from the Department of Justice, show that this stuff doesn't act as a deterrent to crime. In fact, it actually punishes law-abiding people, particularly people who are right out of that financially can't afford gun permits and all the extra regulation that
right.
they have to go. So they basically give up, and then they're not armed. And then, of course, they're easy fodder for criminal elements. So I've been really tracking on this. I just, for a longer and more detailed assessment or summary, I just posted a link to the article that was just published online by Firearms News that kind of covers all this more in depth and like an overall assessment of what could be coming. I think these next 2 years are the years that citizens, whether they're interested in gun control and fighting back against it or not. These are going to be the next years that we probably see the most that we've ever seen.
We've got John Milton Peterson on. He's a former Army Special Forces veteran, and we're talking 2A. And with the Democrats right now in charge in Congress and certainly trying to take back the White House and the Senate in the next 2 years, first, where can folks find you, John?
On Facebook and Twitter and everywhere, I use the letters JTF Peterson. It stands for Joint Task Force. It was a nickname in the Army. JTF Peterson, or under my full name, John M. Peterson. Facebook, I'm actually posting a link to that article I just mentioned on Twitter as we speak. Be glad to answer any questions.
Yeah. So what do you think, what are you looking at here? What is their end game, John? What are we looking at as far as their, I mean, you talk about Ron Emanuel, you know, never let a crisis go to waste. And, I mean, that's Alinsky tactics, right? I mean, you can go back to the 1960s on that. And, yes, they don't. So you have in California, you have the borderline shooting. And, you know, every couple of months, there's going to be some kind of a shooting. And they're going to be using that, the emotional wedge issue of common sense gun reform. What is their end game here, John? Where do they want to take this?
Their end game is what they started decades ago, where they, for a variety of reasons, they want to take away two things: the firearms themselves from law-abiding people in the public. They seem to be obsessed with this gun culture and a false stigma they try to put on us, false narratives. And secondly, they seem obsessed with taking away a person's right to reasonably and lawfully defend themselves against the criminal element. Now, frankly, you know, if you really did research anybody, you'd see where some of that criminal element is fostered by or comes from. And it's obviously not from the Republican or conservative side, right? So for whatever reason, they're obsessed with those two things, the guns themselves and particularly military-looking firearms, which really never hurt anyone. It's the criminal. It's what's in their heart and mind, not the firearm itself. I mean, I know people with collections of hundreds of guns, and they'll never hurt anyone. But they do seem obsessed with both. There are a lot of theories about why they're doing this, and some are conspiracy theories. But it's frankly about control. It's a control thing to them. But I think in this case, functionally speaking, in 2019 and 2020, they're going to go after it partly because it's one of the few things they have left. It's one of the few things they can do. They can't win on the economy. They can't win on defense and a whole range of other issues that the president is, in my opinion, kicking butt on. So this is one of the rabbits they're pulling out of their hat. It's been playing out the last 8 weeks going into the 116th Congress. So I expect we'll see a lot.
What's going to end up with this personal assault weapons ban that's in the House? Is that going to have a chance? Obviously not under this president.
There's two reasons why it won't pass, because it won't have the votes in the Senate.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, as I said on another radio show weeks ago, there's five or six or seven senators who are supposedly Republicans in the Senate. Who knows what these guys will do, because they're anti-Trumpers. Who knows what they will do? And if they will go the bleeding heart route after a shooting and lose their mind and not look at the facts and vote for, just like a lot of Republicans did in the 90s, all right, unfortunately, with the assault weapons ban. But there's not enough votes in the Senate as it stands, you know, right down the line. And, of course, we have a president that will veto it. But it's going to still – they're still going to try. You know, you and I think common sense and in terms of facts and objectivity, liberals are not that way, and that they're still going to try this no matter how unreasonable or unfair it is.
They also like the fact that they can still use this as a crutch. And you know, I think if they didn't have this as an issue, I don't know what they'd be talking about these days other than socialism and raising taxes to 70-80% so we can fire Amazon staff. I think, you know, listen, it is a very emotional issue. And also, yeah. I'm also concerned about the younger generation on this. Are you getting any sense right now, real quickly before we finish up here, of where people, you know, the millennials and the Gen Z stand on gun rights?
I think at the college level, there is a movement, a pro-Second Amendment movement, thanks part of it to Turning Point USA, Charlie Kirk and those folks, and as well as other grassroots efforts. So there's two parallel movements. There's the pro-guns, but I think overall, they're trying to sensitize the younger generation away from guns.
Good to know. John Milton Peterson, follow him at JTF Peterson, and greatly appreciate you taking the time tonight, John. Thank you, my friend, and keep fighting. And folks, we are going to be right back after the news and the break at The Real Side. Dave Sussman sitting in with you. Give us a phone call, 855-732-5563.